Yes, indeed. There's all sorts happening weather-wise at the moment. The most important feature is probably the ice this morning, which, as Pam was saying, is quite extensive across Cornwall. But that's not the end of it. There are potential problems as we go into the later part of the morning and this afternoon of sleet and snow arriving from the south. So we do have a fairly cold start to the day. Low pressure moving towards northwest France, going to push some weather fronts up from the south as we go into the later part of the morning and the afternoon. And it's these that could well see rain and sleet turning to snow over the higher ground, I think, of Bodmin Moor, maybe one or two other places in eastern, northern parts of Cornwall as well. There are also quite a few heavy showers just along the border with Devon this morning. Those are edging further northwards as well, whilst maximum temperatures already up to about 5 or 6 degrees in a few parts of the far west of Cornwall. And that'll be the case, I think, along most likely the coastal areas. It's about 43 Fahrenheit. Overnight, outbreaks of rain, sleet and snow continuing. There is the risk of the snow extending to lower levels for inland parts, particularly in eastern northern areas of Cornwall, and the precipitation then gradually becoming lighter and more intermittent during the night. Most of it, in fact, I think, dying out by the time we get to dawn tomorrow morning. There will be, therefore, a frost and some further ice likely to develop towards the end of the night, and the northeast winds, again, light to moderate for the most part, but fresher around exposed coasts, as minimum temperatures range from minus 1 to 6 Celsius, 43 Fahrenheit for the Isles of Scilly. And for Wednesday, mostly dry and cold at first. There will be some bright or sunny periods initially, but cloud generally building through the morning, and that could well bring a few showery outbreaks of rain, sleet, or over the high ground again, snow. But rain, if anything, more persistent for a time in the far west and over the Isles of Scilly by mid-afternoon tomorrow. The wind still from the north or northeast, mainly light or moderate, maximum temperatures up to 7 Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. So mostly dry overnight into Thursday, a little patchy, showery rain or sleet just about possible, otherwise mostly dry with minimum temperatures between freezing and 6 Celsius for the islands. And for Thursday, dry at first. High pressure, in fact, building again from the northeast. The risk still of some light outbreaks of rain or sleet around the middle of the day as a weakening front pushes further westwards. And overnight, that gives the possibility of some frost and ice again for inland areas. The winds from the northeast, light to moderate, they will be turning more to the southeast overnight into Friday. Best temperatures still on the cold side, 3 Celsius, 37 Fahrenheit, the overnight minimum minus 1. For Friday, mostly dry, a ridge of high pressure dominant, some bright or sunny periods therefore. More cloudy though from the west later on Friday, and some patchy rain moving in overnight into Saturday. Light to moderate southeasterly winds will be fresher further west, but temperatures a little milder, 7 to 9 Celsius the best temperatures, and the overnight minimum also staying above freezing at 4 Celsius, 39 Fahrenheit. And for Saturday, it's all changed. The mild Atlantic air wins the battle over the colder continental air, and it'll be cloudy. There'll be some patchy rain initially, but the rain looks as though it's going to become heavier and more persistent from the west during Saturday afternoon. The wind's also freshening ahead of that frontal system, bringing the rain, whilst temperatures will be much milder, 9 to 11 degrees, the best temperatures. The inshore waters forecast, the wind cyclonic 4 or 5, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. The weather rain or showers, occasional snow in the northeast, the visibility moderate or good, but occasionally poor.